Hear, my children, the instruction of a father, and give attention to no understanding. For I give you good doctrine. Do not forsake my law. When I was my father's son, tender and the only one in the sight of my mother, he also taught me and said to me, let your heart retain my words. Keep my commands and live. Get wisdom. Get understanding. Do not forget nor turn away from the words of my mouth. Do not forsake her, and she will preserve you. Love her, and she will keep you. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and in all your getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she will promote you. She will bring you honor. When you embrace her, she will place on your head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory. She will deliver to you. Hear, my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of your life will be many. I have taught you in the way of wisdom. I have led you in the right paths. When you walk, your steps will not be hindered, and when you turn, you will not stumble. Take firm hold of instruction. Do not let it go. Keep her, for she is your life. Do not enter the path of the wicked, and do not walk in the way of evil. Avoid it. Do not travel on it. Turn away from it and pass on. For they do not sleep unless they have done evil, and their sleep is taken away unless they make someone fall. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. But the path of the just is like the shining sun that shines ever brighter into the perfect day. The way of the wicked is like darkness. They do not know what makes them stumble. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. For they are life to those who find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. Put away from you a deceitful mouth, and put perverse lips far from you. Let your eyes look straight ahead, and your eyelids look right before you. Ponder the path of your feet, and let all your ways be established. Do not turn to the right or to the left. Remove your foot from evil. Well, if you have your Bibles tonight, turn to that portion we read together, Proverbs chapter 4. And in the evening services, there is a theme to our address. Over the weeks, we've been looking at some essential aspects of the Christian life. So often, people don't experience the blessing that they ought to experience, not because there's no power in the gospel or that God's word is defective in any way, but it's simply this, that sometimes we've not learned to apply and to appropriate these things to ourselves. So, for example, the Lord Jesus says this. He says, don't simply be doers of the word, hearers of the word, but be doers of the word also. He spoke of what it was for a wise man and a foolish man building a house, and one builds the house, they hear the word, but they don't put it into practice. The wise person hears the word and then is a doer of the word and puts it into practice. We looked first of all of that one secret, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. If you want to know something of a secret in the Christian life, put God first. And not only that, there's something else that you need to know, is that to actually come and enjoy the things of God, that you are then to praise Him with your whole heart. And the Christian life is a heart thing. And it's not half heart. It's a wholehearted experience. And that was the success of King David. He was a man who knew failings and faults, but there was one thing said about him. He loved the Lord with all his heart. And then also in your Christian life, remember this, is that God wants you to go forward, to go forward. Tell my people, go forward. And tonight there's another very simple but very needed teaching that in our lives there's something that we need to do if we're going to live the life in a way that God wants us to live. And our text is found tonight in this verse, verse 25, just one verse, one proverb. What you have in the book of Proverbs is this. It's the section of God's word which is known as wisdom literature. God is a wise God, and He's given to us certain books which are about wisdom. And a proverb, in whatever nationality you're from, a proverb, you've got them and you know them, you've been brought up on them, and there's always then some element of truth. But what you've got here now are the proverbs of truth, which we observe. And in this very proverb, for example, let your eyes look straight ahead and your eyelids look right before you. I mean, let me paraphrase it in modern day language. Look where you're going. You've heard of it. If you're in sport, keep your eye on the ball. Here's another one. Look before you leap. You know the truth of it. And what happens here is that in this book, we're being taught of what we need to do with those bodies that God has given us. And what happens is this, is that He's told us how we are to do with our hands and to serve Him. What we're to do with our feet, where we're to go for Him. What we're to do with our lips and how we're to speak for Him. But you know that tonight you are to do something with your eyes. And not only with your eyes, but with your eyelids. I do warn you, keep your eyelids open. Keep them straight before you. I mean, you could be in a place of worship, you don't realize one day we'll stand before God and He tells us this, that we'll be judged for every idle word. He'll be judged for every blink of the eye. And I assure you, when you've had your eyelids closed in a very place of worship, it's not a good word. Here's the word for you tonight, and it's this. Keep your eyes looking straight ahead and your eyelids look right before you. Because people's lives are lost by not looking. A number of years ago, it was 2012, there was a terrible bus crash in Switzerland. I don't know if you remember it. It was of children from a public school. 28 of them died on a bus which was holding something like 54 people. And they couldn't work out what exactly had happened, because they'd done the investigation. There was no criminal cause. The bus wasn't going too fast. The driver had not been drunk. The driver had not suffered a heart attack. And the only thing they could work out was this, that on the moment of impact, just for a moment, and we've all done it, keep your eyes on the road. They was putting a CD into the cassette player. In a moment, and that was it. You've got to keep your eyes looking forward in your spiritual life, with a life with God. And very simply tonight for us in this exaltation, let your eyes look straight ahead. Could I speak to each and every one of us this evening, that whether you're a Christian or a non-Christian, this God has something to say to you. Hear my children, the instruction of a father. These are the words of our Heavenly Father, which are calling us to Himself. And you know what He's saying? Look where you're going. And that road in which you're on, and I don't know that road you may be on, but you know it may be a bad road, and you may enjoy it for a while, and you think it's a good road, but But if you could just look straight ahead, because in one day something bad's going to happen, and you're on this road, and it's going to end in despair, in ruin, in hurt, in damage, oh, for your children, for your family, and for yourself. And you know there is a road. If you can only tonight, if you don't know Jesus Christ, keep your eyes looking ahead, because there's something before you, and in the end, which is for all who don't come. And you know, if you're a Christian tonight, you may play fast and loose, but when it comes to the things of God, there is that road you're on, and it only leads to disaster. Keep your eyes ahead. Now, many years ago, I know this may not be the most holy illustration to use, but there was a famous racehorse. He's known throughout the world. He wasn't the fastest, and he wasn't the best. In many ways, he was a bit of a cart horse, but that little horse won 3 Grand Nationals, and you know his name. No one else has done it, Red Rum. And that horse had one little gift. Incredibly, it couldn't win any other race except the National, with the great fences and Beecher's Brook and Canal Turn and the corners and the horses tumbling. And you say, well, what gift? How did he do it? They said that horse knew what it was to look ahead, the jockey would say. That horse could see the danger which was before him. That horse, they would say, would adjust. They only had to sit on the tub. I give you that illustration tonight simply because of this. There's more intelligence in Red Rum than in some Christians that I know in their lives. It's like a car crash which is waiting to happen and a car crash which is in motion. And the Lord Jesus Christ, you know what he said? He said, look, anyone who comes now in and is able to put their hand to the plow, then don't look back. The Lord Jesus Christ said these words. You remember Lot's wife. You say, what happened? In the moment when he was needed, she looked back. And here's your command, and it's this. Let your eyes look straight ahead. And if there's anyone here tonight, and I know what it's like if God is calling you, and he's calling you to his kingdom, there's the attractions of the world. You've got the interests of the world. You've got the excitement all around you. And he's saying to you, look ahead of you. There's the Lord who's come to save you. His hands are outstretched for you. There's blood which has been shed for you. There's one who will receive you. And if you'd only see him, and I know there's attractions in the world, and there's things that you could be taken away with, but you need to look straight ahead. You look behind, and you could be lost. In a moment, in a day, you would know what it is, that your life could be gone. And you say, well, how can I do it? Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. And as a Christian, if you're here tonight, you can't look back. You've got to keep your eyes looking forward. If you look back into what one's life has been and how you've lived and what's happened, you'll never move forward. You'll be paralyzed. You'd have nowhere to go. And the proverb tells us, look, as a church, do you know we can live in the past? And I've known what it's like when you come to a church meeting and people have got ideas. And the ideas of what happened years ago. Now, I don't really care what happened years ago, and I'm not really looking now even to the future, but I'm looking to this. I'm looking to this book, and I'm looking to him. You've got to keep your eyes always before you. And you know, you need to do in one's life, because as I mentioned, of the attractions, your eyes can lead to sin. The very first sin that entered into this world came through the eye. the lust of the eye. And what happened on that day was the beauty which was shown then to Eve, and we're warned against it. And in our lives, you may not realize it, but we got a problem. You know the person who's got a wandering eye. Keep them straight. Keep them right ahead. Those which are covetous won't enter the kingdom of heaven. The attractions of the world, we're taken away with it. We can't help it. We're bombarded with it. Are we not? What happens is this. We come into a place, and what happens is this, is that we've got now the things then of what happens. We come and you know of it. You know what takes place in one's life. You know of that in your heart, and is taken away with the eye. Watch your eyes. Make sure that they're straight ahead. Can I say what else? Please don't do this. Because we're living in a world at this day where people are always looking inside themselves. And they think that their answer is there. If only they could find out what is wrong and how they feel and the experiences that they've gone through. Do you know, they pay a lot of money for spending a lot of hours. But if you looked inside of you, you're not going to find salvation. You look inside of you, you're not going to find hope, and you're not going to find life. You're not going to find anything of this inside you. You simply can't. And the scriptures tell us, every one of us this night needs to do something. You need to keep your eyes straight before you. Not to you, but from you and to that which is before you, because that's the only way that a person can find that life which God wants you to have. Now, every one of us here tonight needs to look straight before us. But there's a problem, you know, with our eyes. The Bible tells us, well, I didn't see it coming. I didn't see it coming. How did that happen? You know why? Because we're blind, and we're people who don't see straight, and we're those tonight which don't have that ability. But I'll say to you tonight, if you're the one who is the wandering eye and is taking you this direction and that direction, and you're the one you see tonight who can't help but look at yourself, you come to Jesus tonight. And he'll touch your eyes and he'll do something with them. He'll give you sight to see. He'll give you something to focus on, and he will heal them, that they will then look straight and that you could follow him. You have to come to him, and you need your eyes to look straight. That's the first thing. The second thing is this. When it is really needful for us to do this. I mean, there are obviously, when you have this command, he's speaking every day, every moment of our lives. But could I say to you tonight that there are certain occasions where it is exceptionally appropriate that you keep those eyes straight ahead before you. And there are two times, and it's like this. When there is great confusion taking place in your life, when there are trials and tribulations and the storms which are all around you, there are certain times in one's life where the only thing that you can do, the needful thing that you can do, where people are being devious and mischievous, and everything's taking place, and it's not right, and it's not straight. God wants you to be straight and to look straight. And there's something that you desperately need to do at this particular moment. You know, we're in a day, what confusion have we got? I mean, it is incredible what's happening in the life of the church. Now, you've got to keep your eyes straight ahead. And there's a discussion this week of what we call God. whether we call God Father or Mother. I could tell you 30 years ago, that happened in the old Bible college I came to. I said, He's Father, and He's not our Mother. And that's how the Lord Jesus Christ revealed Him. And you've got to keep straight ahead. And we're living in days where the goalposts are being changed. And you don't know where to look. You'll be dizzy in the end. Before you come in, you'll be walking backwards. And so He tells you, you need to keep your eyes straight ahead. In those days where everything is moving, I tell you today, there is one who never moves. There is one who is constant. There is one you can guide your life upon. And like a mariner out on the sea, when all the storms and night came, they looked to that North Star. I know it moves a bit, but it's that one which they guide. And you come, don't you? And you look to it. And you keep your eyes upon it. You dare not lift your eyes from it. And when people are in such a place where they're doing things and causing great harm, and you're in utter confusion, and you don't understand, this is what you do. You keep your eyes straight ahead. And you say, I know what is right. I know what is true. I know the way God wants me to walk. This is the deck He's given me. These are the cards I've got to play. This is the life I'm in. And there's nothing straight about it. You keep your eyes straight ahead. Straight ahead. You're going to need that in life. Especially, well, like I said, when those trials come. And you don't know what God is doing. And you can't work it out. We had a picture of that in Ezekiel chapter 1 with those heavenly creatures. They just went straight ahead. Confusion all around. Temple being destroyed. God's people taken in captivity. But they were doing the work straight ahead. There's a wonderful little illustration of this in the gospel. And in the gospel you find the time when Jesus was walking on the sea. There was a great storm. And He came to them. And there was one in the boat, and Peter said, Lord, let me come to You. And by faith, he got out of the boat. And it tells us there that he walked to Jesus. And you know what happened? He walked to Jesus until he saw the waves. And he looked around him. And it's like that in your life. You can walk and you'll walk far and you'll go on and you won't be defeated. But the moment you begin to look all around you, and the trials and the problems and the great things that happen, he began to sink. Now this is something our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ did. In your life, God has given you a work to do. He's given you a place in the family. He's given you a role in the church. And it may be all crumbling around you. You keep your eyes straight ahead. Let me give you the example of none other than our Lord Jesus Christ. And it is something which is remarkable. When you think that all that was going to take place, everything in Jerusalem which He told them about, they will take the Son of Man, they will beat Him and spit upon Him and kill Him. They will do these things to Him. This is what it says. Luke chapter 9. Verse 51. Now it came to pass, when the time had come for Him to be received up, that was to be received up to the cross of Calvary, to the blood and the shame and the agony. What was He going to do, knowing all that was around Him? It says this, that He steadfastly set His face to go to Jerusalem. That's our Lord. He kept His eyes straight ahead to the mission that His Father had sent Him on, from heaven to earth, from Bethlehem to Calvary. Straight ahead, straight ahead. There are moments in your life where it's exceptionally appropriate when you can't work anything out, to keep your eyes on him. Just one more point, just to help us tonight. What we're to do, look straight ahead. When to do it, especially when we're in danger and trouble. How to do it, and here's something. You know, how to do it. And I want to say to you that what you need to do tonight, and there's only two ways of doing it, is that you have to have your eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, to walk straight ahead, you have to pick a point which you know is certain and true in life. I don't know if you've ever had the experience of going down to the seaside. You go down to Pendine, the tide goes out a long way there. You go down to the seaside and you go down to the waters, and you know when you turn around, you haven't got a clue. You put that towel and you just don't know. Or perhaps then you've been walking back, and when you look back and you see your footprints, you've been here, there, and it's incredible. Well, here's a little tip for you. If you ever turn around and you don't know where you are, have a marker. Just one marker. Mark it in the distance. It's a wall. It's a tree. It's a rock. Just keep on that. And although there's no path and there's no pavement, keep your eyes on that and you'll come there and you'll walk straight. Now for this tonight, for you to keep your eyes straight ahead of you, you've got to first of all have your focus on what is before you, what is before you. And I would say simply this, if you're a Christian, then your focus has got to be this, and it's only this, the Lord Jesus Christ, not the great shepherd of the sheep. And the mistakes we make in our lives is that we no longer keep our eyes on the shepherd. We've got to follow the shepherd. In that life and in those days, the shepherd never drove the sheep. The shepherd led the sheep. Now listen carefully. Only Jesus Christ, because he's the only one who is always before us. You can keep your eyes, and here's your guiding principle. And I've heard it many times. I studied in Cardiff a philosopher called J.A.A. I wasn't very good at philosophy, but never mind. And this man was placed before us as truth and logic and preposition of a sentence. Do you know, you could have followed that teaching just as well. I didn't, because at the end of his life, he repudiated it all and said it was absolute nonsense. And you can lead your life with the thinking and the ideas of today, which will be gone tomorrow. You not may realize you think it's the latest, it's the newest, the best idea. I'm going to live my life like this. But before you know it, that idea is in the dust and behind you. You can have your sports managers in their football teams and they've got their tactics, and all of a sudden they're saying, the game has passed them on. And what they learnt and how they lived is no longer before them. And you'll find that in your life. You could live for this age, and in a few years' time, they'll be saying, do you remember the days before COVID? And there's different ages, and they're in the past. You don't live your life as if you're in the 50s. You don't live your life as in the 60s and the 70s. You say, how do I live my life? Oh, I'm going to live my life for the future. I'm looking to the future. Forget it. The future will be gone in the past. It really will. The only one who's before you is Jesus Christ. And if you want to keep your eyes always before you, straight, who never changes, it is the Lord Jesus. Let me describe to you the second thing you need to do. You keep your eyes before you, that's him, because he's always, even in the Bible, it tells us that the old is becoming obsolete. Oh, but the new is the new, which is in our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. We live, don't we? Following him and in him. You need then, listen, keep it straight to him, because we can turn here and turn there. And I've noticed what happens is that we can turn to even slightly. We're following the teachings of the church and not Jesus Christ. And when that happens, you can be in real big trouble. I mean, I'm keeping my eyes, no, keep them straight on Jesus. Because as has been said before, the church has erred. And the teachings of the church have erred. And the councils have erred. And it won't be wise, because we know that we've gone down the wrong path in the past. And although it's slightly to the right, you've got to come and keep your eyes totally fixed on him. Do you know, in the life of the church, we need to fix our eyes on Jesus. Straight ahead, straight ahead. Without him, we will go wrong. And we can do it. Please, he's the only one who is truth, who is right, and who is straight before us. I know in church life, it's easy to miss it. You go to some churches, and I understand, and they'll talk to you about worship. It's very important. We worship like this in this church. Very good. But I want you to talk to me about the one you worship. And it's different. And before you know it, you're off on a slant. You can come to this book and you say, we're all about teaching. Great. Let me know the one that you're teaching. Some people talk to you about the practice of the Christian life. Then let us know then the one of the Christian life. Our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. You've got to keep your eyes upon him. Peter, he had trouble with his eyes. Always with his eyes. He was always in trouble. In trouble when he got out of the boat, he walked for a moment, the waves came. He had trouble when he denied the Lord. And then the Lord came to him and wanted to talk to him. And you know what he said to him? He said, Peter, I want you to feed my sheep. I want you to feed my lambs. I want you to feed my lambs. And do you know what Peter said? What about him? What about him? And Jesus, don't worry about him. And you, in your Christian life, we can go wrong. As good as Christians may be, we're all prone to err. And if I followed the latest trends of Christianity, and if I followed even the best Christian, I'm sure the path would deviate here and deviate there. You fix your eyes on him. Straight. Straight on him. You'll never go wrong. Never go wrong. When you come and you fix your eyes to him. Oh, look, it's just a simple exaltation tonight. And we finish with our exaltations of a Christian life. But it's very simple. It's not easy at times. But you come to the Lord Jesus, he will deal with your eyes. And he will then fix them upon himself. Follow him that you would walk straight. He has a great plan for your life. He wants you to make straight your paths. You cannot do it unless you're looking straight to him.